This is Dr. Benny Tate, and I would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's message at Rock Springs Church. Wherever you are, I hope this message encourages you and helps you grow in your walk with God. Here's this week's message from Rock Springs Church.
Our scripture reading is found in the book of Philippians. This is what God's word says. It says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." By the way, folks, I want you to know that. Heaven's not a punishment. Heaven is a reward. Amen? For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Look what God's word says. "But if we live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet I chose I wot not. For I'm in a strait bewixt two." I'm in a strait bewixt. I'm kind of in a quagmire here. "Having a desire to depart and be with Christ." Look what he said. "Which is far better." Not a little bit better, not some better, not a whole lot better, but heaven is far better. Amen? Heaven is far better. A brief word of prayer. God, I pray today that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight. God, I'm going to take, the Lord willing, about 4 weeks, and we're going to talk about heaven. God, the book of all books on heaven is the word of God. It's the word of God. It's inspired. It's infallible. So I pray today you'll speak to us and through us. And for all you do, we're going to praise you. For I pray this prayer with a grateful heart. For I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you today about what will our bodies in heaven be like. What will our bodies in heaven be like? Folks, it only makes sense that we'd spend some time studying about heaven. Because think about it. If you live even to be 100 years old on this earth, the Bible says in James 4:14, that's just a vapor. But heaven is the place that we're going to live forever if we know Christ. So it only makes sense that we should study about it. I heard about a lady that was in a terrible automobile accident. She was in an automobile accident, and they took her to the emergency room, and she felt like she was going to die. And so she prayed and said, "Lord, just take care of me. Lord, I don't want to die. Lord, just take care of me." And after praying, she felt like somebody said to her, she believed it was the Lord, she felt like somebody said to her, "No, no, you're going to live, and you're going to have a long life." So she got a new leash on life. When she got that new leash on life, she went and she had her a facelift. And when she had that new leash on life, she went and got her a tummy tuck. And she literally got her some hair implants. And I mean, just everything was wonderful. And 3 months later, she was driving a car and was in an automobile accident and killed and went to heaven. And she said, "Peter, I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. I thought I had a long life. Why did I die?" Peter said, "I don't know. But perhaps the Lord didn't recognize you." Amen? Now, this place called heaven, it's mentioned almost 600 times, almost 600 times in the Bible. Somebody says, "Pastor Benny, what happens when a Christian dies? What happens really, Pastor, when a Christian dies?" Somebody said, "Pastor, I lost my loved one and they died and they were all alone when they died." Well, I want to say something to you folks. They weren't all alone when they died. They weren't all alone when they died, because Luke chapter 16 verse 22 tells us that when a Christian dies, the angels escort them into the presence of God. When a Christian dies, the angels escorts them into the presence of Almighty God. Let me tell you something else about when a Christian dies. That body goes back to the dust of the ground. But when a Christian dies, that soul and spirit goes into a temporary body in heaven. You say, preacher, where do you get that? Well, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, it says, for if so, that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. That means, the word there, naked, means we won't be a disembodied spirit. Your soul and your spirit's not going to be just floating around. There will be a temporary body. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. What happens? The angels escorts us to heaven. We're in a temporary body. But let me give you the best news. We're with Jesus. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 8, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. See, when Jesus comes back, three reunions take place. You say three reunions take place. Oh, yeah. Reunion number one is the body and soul are rejoined. You say, what do you mean the body and soul are rejoined? I'm talking about you get that new glorified body. And that soul and spirits rejoin with that new glorified body. Look what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. We had that scripture for years in the nursery here at Rock Springs. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. There's going to be a reunion of the body and soul. But let me tell you, there's a second reunion there's going to be. There's going to be a reunion of those that are dead and those that are alive. Preacher, what do you mean? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, look what it says. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. Now look, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Why would the dead rise first? Well, they're 6 feet below us. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. When Jesus comes back, there's going to be a reunion. Those that are dead and those that are alive, we're going to be rejoined. Isn't that good news, folks? But let me tell you the third reunion. There's going to be a reunion with us with Jesus. Because the Bible says we shall forever be with the Lord. What I'm going to try to do in these 3 or 4 weeks is answer all your questions about heaven. Oh, I won't get them all answered, but I'll do my best. And people say, Pastor, what if a body was cremated? What if a body was cremated? Well, you know, in biblical times, bodies were buried. God even buried Moses, if you think about it. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 34, verse 6, that he buried him there in Mount Nebo. God buried Moses, and the Bible literally says God buried Moses in a place that nobody knows. And when I went to Mount Nebo, I remember thinking the whole time I was there, I may be standing on Moses' grave. I may be on his grave right now. Now, here's what I want to say to you, folks. The Bible does not command burial or condemn cremation. The Bible does not command burial or condemn cremation, because the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, that we will all return to the dust. That is, you can bury a body or you can cremate a body. But over a period of time, it's going to decompose. Over a period of time, it's going to disintegrate. Let me tell you something. Whether it was buried or whether it was cremated, God's not going to have any problem resurrecting a glorified body. See, the Bible says in John 19, verse 40, it says, they buried Jesus, put him linen clothes with spices, which is the manner of the Jews is to bury him. It says it's the custom of the Jews. It's not the law of God. Pastor Benny, when we get this new glorified body, what's it going to be like? Let me tell you four things about it. First of all, it's going to be incarnate. It's going to be incarnate. What I mean by it's going to be incarnate, we're not going to be a ghost-like figure that's just floating around. We're not going to be some ghost-like, oblivious figure that's just floating around. You say, how can you say that? Well, the Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, look what it says. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to do subdue all things unto himself. So the scripture says this. What's our body going to be like? It's going to be like Jesus' body. Now here's what I know. According to Luke 24, verses 39 and 40, he possessed flesh and bones. He possessed flesh and bones. So our glorified body is not going to be just some spirit. We're going to possess flesh and bones. Here might be good news for you. In John chapter 21, verses 12 through 15, in the glorified body, he ate. In the glorified body, he had a meal. I mean, get real. He had fish and bread. I don't know if it was fried, but he had it. But he had fish and bread. I don't know if it was catfish, crappie. I don't know what he had. But he had fish and bread. In Luke chapter 22, verse 18, in the glorified body, he drank. I don't know that it's going to be Diet Mountain Dew, but he drank. Our bodies are going to be incarnate. Second thing I want you to see about these bodies, our bodies are going to be identifiable. Our bodies are going to be identifiable. Somebody said, Pastor, people that are in heaven, do they know what's going on here? And Brother Benny, when I get to heaven, will I remember stuff about here? I can't tell you emphatically you'll remember everything, but I can tell you from the Word of God you will remember some things. Think about this. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 10, those martyrs that were in heaven, they remembered what had happened to them, that they had been martyred, and they knew what was taking place on earth. In Revelation chapter 15, verse 3 says, we will sing the song of Moses. How could they sing the song of Moses? They had to remember it when they sang the song of Moses on earth. At the judgment seat of Christ, we'll be rewarded for things that we did, the good things that we did. Certainly we will remember those things. You say, well, Pastor Benny, do you think I'll remember that I was married to my husband? Yes. Do you think I will remember my children? Certainly. Do you think I'll remember my parents? Certainly. Pastor, will we know each other when we're there? Will we know each other? Well, look what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, But then shall I know, even as also I am known. Certainly we're going to know one another. In Matthew chapter 17, Jesus transfigured the glorified body, took Peter, James, and John up to a mountain there. And while they was on that mountain in the glorified body, Moses appears. He had been dead 1,400 years. Elijah appears. He'd been dead 800 years. And Peter knew them. And Peter knew them. There's something supernatural. That mother that's had miscarriages, that mother that's lost a baby, when she gets there, she'll know that baby. She'll know that child. She'll know that was my boy. She'll know that was my girl. Genesis 25 and 8 says, folks, when Abraham died, he was gathered to his people. What happens in heaven? I'll tell you what happens in heaven. Families are regathered. I'll tell you what happens in heaven. We're gathered to our people. Somebody said, preacher, how old will we be in heaven? I don't believe there'll be any old people there. And hey, that's getting better news every day for me. I don't believe there'll be any old people there. You say, preacher, why can you say that so emphatically? Because Revelation chapter 21 verse 5 says, he makes all things new. He makes all things new. Now I'm giving some speculation, but think about this. What age were Adam and Eve created? The optimal age. The childbearing age. When Jesus was resurrected, how old was he? 33. Now, I know I'm speculating, but Pastor Benny, how old do you think men are going to be in heaven? I'm speculating some, but I believe 33. What about women, Preacher Benny? 29. The Bible says during the millennial reign in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6 through 8, there'll be children playing. You say, Pastor Benny, do you think there'll be babies and children in heaven? Well, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, David had a baby to die. He had a baby to die, and he said, listen, I can't bring that baby back, but I can go be with it. I can't bring that baby back, but I can go be with it. One man said on one occasion, he said, I've got a child in heaven. And he said, what I visualized, I'm here on earth and that child's in heaven. And it's like we're both holding a big oak tree. I'm on one side of the oak tree on earth. He's on the other side of the oak tree in heaven. We're both holding the oak tree. But he said the oak tree is the Lord Jesus Christ. The oak tree is the Lord Jesus Christ. Randy Alcorn wrote a great book on heaven called Heaven. It's a great book. Great book on heaven. And he said in this book, he said he believes that if a child dies when it gets to heaven, that mom and daddy will get to see that child grow up. Get to see that child grow up. You say, Pastor Benny, what do you think? Well, here's all I know. It's possible because the Bible said heaven's going to be far better. Heaven's going to be far better. I've stood many times and officiated the funeral of somebody who died young and had no answer. Many times I've gone to the Word of God and I've looked at Isaiah chapter 57, and this is what it says. Good people pass away, and godly often die before their time, and no one seems to care or wonder why. No one seems to understand that God is protecting them from evil that is to come. I believe many times God's taking children to heaven because He's protecting them from evil that is to come. Let me tell you about our bodies in heaven. They're going to be incarnate. They're going to be identifiable. Let me tell you the third thing about our bodies in heaven. They're going to be inconceivable. You said, Pastor Benny, I just can't put my mind around all this. That's okay. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love Him. Folks, let me tell you, John 11 and 35, Jesus had been dead 4 days. Lazarus had been dead 4 days. And after Lazarus had been dead 4 days, Jesus comes. And the Bible says Jesus wept. Somebody said, why do you think He wept? I'll tell you why He wept. He'd been in heaven 4 days. He knew He was going to call Him back and resurrect Him, and He was going to bring Him back to this earth. That's why He wept. You hear me closely, folks. People that are in heaven don't want to come back here. People that are in heaven wouldn't come back here if they could, because, ladies and gentlemen, heaven is far better. There was a man who went to heaven. His name was Paul. He said in 2 Corinthians 12 and 4, he said, what I saw is not even lawful for me to talk about. But 5 or 6 years later, he wrote the book of Philippians, and he said, to die is to gain. For I'm in a strait bewixt, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Somebody said, well, no, wait, Pastor. When we get to heaven, what race will we be? Well, look what the Bible says in Revelation. And they sung a new song. Preacher, I just don't get into these new songs. You're going to be in trouble in heaven, amen? And they sung a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. Friend, what race are you going to be? You're going to be the same race you are here, because with God, there's no race that's superior to any other race. We're all equal in the eyes of God. The Sadducees wanted to ask Him a question. They didn't even believe in the resurrection. But in biblical times, if a man died, his brother married his wife. And they asked Jesus, the Sadducees said, now, if a woman's been married 7 times, who's her husband in heaven? I heard about a lady that died and she went to heaven. Years later, her husband died. He walked in and she ran, oh, my husband, my husband. He said, no. That preacher said, till death do us part. She said, well, wait, Pastor Benny, who will I be married to in heaven? Well, the Bible tells us, for in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but there is the angels of God in heaven. Preacher, who am I going to be married to? You're the bride of Christ. You're going to be the bride of Christ, and everything's in heaven is going to be better. There'll be deeper intimacy in heaven than there ever was here. Folks, there'll be something more. You, Pastor, will there be sex in heaven? No, no, no. But God said there'll be something far better. I don't know about you, but I can't wait. I shouldn't have said that. Anyway. Incarnate, identifiable, inconceivable. But let me give you, I'm enjoying, and folks, I've got 3 or 4 more weeks to go. When I know what some of what we're going to be sharing, it's going to be a help to people. Incorruptible. Incorruptible. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, this corruption shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. No more baldness. No more bulges. No more bunions. No more bifocals. No more bad memory. Amen. No more cancer. No more heart attacks. No more dementia. Never hear the word COVID mentioned. Incorruptible, glorified body. Whew. Say, Pastor, what motivated you to preach this series? I love to sing. I can't sing. It's terrible. It sounds like a dying duck in a hailstorm. I mean, it's terrible, but I love to sing. And what was the motivation? A song came to my mind that probably sang 40 years ago. This is the song. This old house that I'm living in, it's needed repair. The windows and the shutters, it's letting in the cold, cold air. I say to myself, I'm going to fix it if I could get the time. But all I've been thinking about lately is I've had leaving on my mind. Lately, all I've got is leaving on my mind. Folks, I'll be honest with you. It seems that's what I'm thinking about most all the time. And soon and very soon, I'm going to leave my troubles far behind. Because lately, I've had leaving on my mind. Well, I know I should be looking for a better place to live. But I can't get excited about this world and what it has to give. And I couldn't care less if I could buy it all for a solitary dime. Because all I've had lately is leaving on my mind. Folks, I thank God. Whew. Heaven's not only a destination for me, heaven's a motivation for me. Heaven's a motivation for me. Listen, it pays. raised to live for God and the retirement plans out of this world. Heaven's my motivation. I'm done. Emily Kimball was 5 years old. Emily was dying. And she said, Mama, I'm not afraid to die. I'll go see Jesus. But Mama, I'm going to miss you and Daddy and my brother and my sister. How's it going to be, Mama, when I die? She said, Emily, come with me. She took Emily into another room and closed the door and went out. She said, now, Emily, you're in that room. And then she opened the door. And she said, now Mama's in the room with you. Then they opened the door. Daddy's in the room with you. Then they opened the door. Brother's in the room with you. Sister's in the room with you. And she said, Emily, God may take you first, but we'll all end up in the same room. But here's the story, folks. Every one of them had to go through the door. Every one of them had to go through the door. Jesus said in John 10 and 9, I am the door. I am the door. I am the door. Pastor Benny, I want to go to heaven. Well, you can, but you'll have to come through the door. And the door is the Lord Jesus Christ. Eternity's too long to be wrong. Let's make sure we go through the door.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message from Rock Springs Church. If you would like more information about Rock Springs, be sure to follow us on social media or connect with us at rockspringsonline.com. Join us right here next week for another message from Rock Springs Church.